It's 7 p.m. and you're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting live on Burnaby Mountain, B.C., Simon Fraser University's source for unique and independent content. My name is Lynn, and we still don't have a show name. We haven't decided on that yet. I've been kind of workshopping it around. If you know me, you know you're going to listen to some shoegaze. And today we're going to talk about Julia's War, a record label based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But just to acknowledge first, we're located on the stolen ancestral lands of the Coast Salish peoples, including the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam Nations. So Julia's War, I've been yapping about it for a while, especially because I featured the band They're Gutting a Body of Water on the show a lot. And so Julia's War is a label that was created by Douglas Delgarian, whose project is They're Gutting a Body of Water, or Tagabao for short. And there's kind of like a discourse going around where some people are like, they're the Motown of the shoegaze revival, and I believe it was a Fader magazine blurb that someone wrote that, and people on Reddit were tearing that apart. No, it's not. Like, you can't say that. Creation Records was the Motown of shoegaze, which is the label that My Bloody Valentine, Ride, Jesus and Mary Chain, Slow Dive were all signed to in the 90s, very well known for that. And yeah, so here's the thing about this record label is they're kind of like an anti-record label. They're not a record label in the traditional sense. So they're based in Philly, like I said. Think of it more of like a music collective. They prioritize physical media, especially cassettes, vinyl. Some of their bands even have releases on SD cards, which I think is pretty sick. They got their name from the song by John Lennon, Julia. And Douglas is very inspired by kind of like the very anti-coolness associated with the Beatles, and very like, everyone is welcome. And I think that's what he was trying to do differently. What's also different about this label is there aren't any contracts, there aren't any execs. It's just people come and go as they please. And they, I believe for a time, you know, you pay $200 a month and that's all you need, and they distribute your media, and obviously through social media and other platforms as well, but they primarily do cassettes. And they do vinyls and t-shirts and whatnot. And they're kind of like very much embodying, there's something called the United Musicians and Allied Workers, or UNAW. And it's basically this organization that was trying to create a better environment for artists, especially during COVID. And it kind of like really emphasizes like, sorry, I lost my thought there. Who cares about what I was saying? It's been a really long day. Let's see here. Anyways, let's get into the music. I want to do as little talking as possible so that we can really prioritize listening to the artists associated with this record label. We're going to start out with They're Gutting a Body of Water first, with the song Contracts in the God as Dreaming from the album Swan Like. It's a 2024 demo album. And like I said, it's Douglas's band. They're really known for their more like heavy wall of sound vibe, but this is a really weird like electronic drum and bass inspired track with those elements as well. So yeah, we're gonna give that a listen now.
Thank you.
That was They Are Getting a Body of Water with a Construct in The God as is Dreaming. That makes no sense to me. From their album Swan Lake, which is a collection of unreleased songs from 2020 to 2023. Up next, we've got MX Lonely from Brooklyn, New York, with the song Return to Sender. They got an album coming out February 20th called All Monsters, which is from...
Bye.
That was MX Lonely with Return to Sender off of All Monsters, which is an upcoming release on February 20th. Up next, we've got some Wednesday, and we have the song off of 2023's Rat Saw God, Bath Country. They're from Asheville, North Carolina. I play them on the show quite a bit. They're well known for fusing country and shoegaze and calling it country gaze. That was Wednesday with Bath County off of 2023's Rat Saw God. Up next, we have Her New Knife with the song Vitamin Beauty off of 2024's Chrome Is Lullaby. They're from Philly.
Yeah.
That was Her New Knife with Vitamin Beauty off of their 2024 EP, Chroma's Lullaby. Up next, we got Feeble Little Horse, single from 2025, This Is Real. That was Feeble Little Horse with This Is Real. Up next, we got Swim Camp with the song Dougie for Cheryl off of 2023's Steel Country. That was Gene Driver with the song Nude off of You Know It's True from 2020.